Welcome to Steadfast Hope. This is Kent Steinbeck. I'm Steve Lawson. We are in Dallas, Texas. We are at Herb's House Coffee, the iconic Herb's House Coffee. And we have a great study in store today, Kent.
I need it.
Okay, I need it. We're in Ephesians 6 and verse 14. If you have your Bible, please turn to it. If you're driving your car, do not turn to it. Just listen to me. Read it. Ephesians 6, verse 14. The title of this is Girded with Truth. And verse 14 begins, Kent, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth." Paul's been talking to us about putting on the full armor of God. And we've been wondering, so what are the pieces of this armor that we're to be putting on every day as we live our Christian lives, taking up and putting on? And so Paul now begins to address various pieces of this armor. And there's kind of a strategic order to this. And what's in this verse, this passage, is really where it begins. It begins with the truth. And so he says, stand firm. That's how he concluded the previous verse. Stand firm. So there's a double reinforcement here of our need to hold our position in spiritual warfare, to not sound retreat, to not cave in and run away, but to stand firm right where God has planted you. Stand firm. And he says, having girded your loins with truth. When he says this, he's actually quoting an Old Testament passage, which is in Isaiah 11 and verse 5. And so this is not a new truth. This isn't something that's just now started in New Testament times. Every believer, whether Old or New Testament, must gird their loins with truth. And the imagery here, again, is a Roman soldier. When it is the day of battle, when the enemy is advancing, the first thing he is to do is to tuck in to his belt his loosely flowing tunic so he doesn't trip up over his robe, if you will. And once he tucks it in, he's ready to advance. And the imagery here is that this tunic or this robe is the robe of truth. And he is to tuck it into his belt, or it's the belt of truth, more properly. And he is to cinch up the truth in his life. It is to be tightly attached and tied down to his life. That's the picture here. And so, Kent, we're not surprised that everything begins with the truth. And when he says the truth, he's referring to doctrinal truth, sound doctrine, the faith once and for all delivered to the saints, the apostles' teaching, the law of God, Romans 6, that truth to which you were committed. And so it underscores how important the truth of the Word of God is in our Christian life and in spiritual warfare. And we're really not ready for battle until we have girded our loins with truth. And everything begins with the truth. I mean, you can't even be saved and be in the Lord's army without knowing the truth. You can't even be trained for battle without knowing the truth. You can't be ready to resist the devil until you know the truth. You can't really hold your position in spiritual warfare until you know the truth. And you can't really resist temptation and discern the schemes of the devil until you know the truth. So I think we see the strategic importance of the truth for our Christian lives. And so, Kent, we just can't afford to be weak in this area. We can't afford to be in a church that's weak in truth. We can't afford to be in a ministry that's weak in the truth. We've got to be strong in the truth and have this reinforced from all sides in our Christian lives. So, Kent, as always, we want to talk about this, but this is really action step number one, to gird our loins with the truth.
Well, it's just seems, I've got this question, and I think others would ask it. Just the last few days, Steve, two very well-known, best-selling authors, television preachers, have come out supporting candidates that are for abortion. Mm. They've had them in their church. They're for abortion. Now, how, Steve, do we square Christianity? If you're saying stand with the truth, and that's maybe an extreme example, but it's a real example. How do we say we're? What does that tell us if there is not truth in what we're standing for? If it's not lining up with the Bible, what? Who are these men?
Well, you've lost your position in the battle. You're no longer a force for God. You're no longer on the front lines. I'll think of another example. One of the best-known Christian universities in the United States has just over the last several days voted to support the lesbian homosexual movement on campus. That is so blatantly a violation of the holiness of God and the truth of the Word of God. They're no longer girded with truth. They have given the devil now access into their institution, or into their church, into their ministry. You now have exposed yourself to the advancement of satanic powers, of forces of wickedness to come in, because it won't stop there. It will come in like a flood, like a crack in the dam. The whole ocean of error and falsehood is going to come flooding in to that university or to those churches who have really given the devil an access point to establish a beachhead in such a blatant violation of just black and white Christianity.
So these are just individuals like us, but they're controlling a large group of people. And so that's the concern. It's just one individual at a time not standing for truth. Is that what we're hearing? Is that what Paul's
saying? Well, sure. And it really begins with leadership because they're so strategic. I mean, even Jesus said, when the shepherd is struck, the sheep are scattered.
Wow.
And so if the shepherd can be led into deception, he will lead his entire flock over the edge of a cliff into really destruction. And it's the same with a Christian Bible college, a Christian seminary, a Christian university. And think about the numbers of people that are then really deceived by the schemes of the devil, but it just continues to multiply and to enlarge its influence in these realms where the devil has now set up shop.
And so, Steve, just touch on this, and I think our viewers know this, but there's just one truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's not two different truths or two different opinions. There's one truth.
There's only one truth. It's referred to as the truth, definite article, the, not a truth. Like Christianity is one of many truth sources concerning who I am, where I've come from, where I've headed, who God is, what's life, what's death, what's the meaning of life, what happens after death, how do I know this God, how can I have my sins forgiven. There's only one standard of truth, and that is found in the Word of Truth that is to be upheld by the church, which is to be the pillar and support of the truth. God is the God of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. I mean, we're all about the truth. And other passages talk about the faith, once and for all delivered to the saints. The definite article, the, speaks to the exclusivity of the truth. We live in a pluralistic society, and there is much tolerance and people say that everyone has their right to hold to what they believe, and in a sense that is true, but there's only one truth.
Uh-huh. And, for the believer.
And for believers, there's only one truth for unbelievers. I mean, there's only one standard.
Absolutely.
And it's the Word of God. And so that's why it's critically important that we not be sucked in to the age of tolerance and to the pluralism that we see going on around us. And we must recognize the exclusivity of the truth and that we are on the narrow path and few that be that shall find it. Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. These are strong devotions, but they're needed for you to be a strong believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that you have strong convictions in the truth and that you will gird your loins with the truth. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.